Time now, 7:20, and it's the 28th of April, and this year, as every year, trade unionists will come together to mark International Workers' Memorial Day, remembering those who've lost their lives in search of a living. Inevitably, this year's event will be dominated by the impact of the coronavirus crisis and the tens of thousands of workers worldwide who've died since this outbreak began. Well, Ian Tasker is with this charity Scottish Hazards, which campaigns on workplace safety. Ian is with us now. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Ian, before COVID-19, what sort of work were you doing?
I mean, mainly our advice line was handling general queries in relation to health and safety in the workplace, including people who had been injured and felt that their work was responsible, but also people who were looking for advice to ensure their employers were doing the right thing in relation to protecting their health and safety at work.
And was this folk that couldn't join a union or where their workplace wasn't unionised?
Yes, we mainly deal with non-unionised workers, people who have been disenfranchised from trade union membership or perhaps working for an anti-trade union employer. But our advice clearly is if you can join a union, particularly at this time, then join one.
So what has happened then since the start of the virus spread across Scotland? How have the calls to your lines changed?
I mean, there's definitely been a marked increase in calls. We're still getting the existing calls, but we're now getting an increase in calls that are directly related to COVID-19. And it is all just about things like difficulties around about social distance and lack of hand hygiene facilities in workplaces, lack of opportunities to access hand hygiene facilities, but also lack of protection from potential infection spreading just through lack of measures like plexiglass screens in places like supermarkets.
And yeah, I was about to ask, what sort of sectors of the economy are these calls coming from?
They're coming from all sectors. It's private, public, and the voluntary sector. And it has to be said that there is a clear differentiation between those employers who want to do the right thing and perhaps those who are not used to doing the basics on health and safety, but realise, if they are to continue in business, then they're going to have to protect their workers from potential infection control. As we come out of lockdown and people start going back to work, it's going to be a massive challenge for all employers.
Was there a distinct change when we went into lockdown? Did the calls suddenly drop off because so many people had been sent home, or did they still keep going?
I think our helpline did go quiet, but clearly there has been a number of calls from people who are still in employment, who feel their employers are not doing the right thing, particularly around about risk assessments. And our major concern is that we do not feel employers are carrying out adequate risk assessments in relation to infection control in workplaces.
And what sort of employers are we talking about? Are we talking about, I don't know, transport, construction, offices, call centres? Who are we talking, or what areas are we talking about rather than specific businesses, obviously?
It's just all across. You know, we've got examples in the care sector. We've got food banks, various third sector organisations. We've had mainly calls from third sector organisations, and again, mixed between those who want to do the right thing and those who are causing problems for their workers. We've had workers requesting copies of risk assessments and them not being supplied to them, and that really does make us extremely concerned, because it tends to suggest that employer would be breaking the law on a number of occasions.
And Ian, if anybody's having bother, how do they get hold of this helpline number?
We've launched our helpline today, and obviously I think we're expecting an increased number of calls as we move out of lockdown, but we can be contacted on 0800 0015 022, or through our website www.scottishhazards.org.uk.
Ian, thank you very much indeed. Ian Tasker there from Scottish Hazards.